562 of 6012 HP. 5804 of 6012 HP. Valhelena casts Heal 2. 6012 of 6012 HP.
Right. What was I worried about? She's a level 85 paladin and these are all just level 40 mobs. I reach my tombstone with seconds to spare. I collect my corpse and literally shout for joy when I see the spam of my inventory scroll up my HUD. Yes! Thank you! Before I even put my miner's gear back on, I check for it. Not the ores I need to pay my family's rent, but that dumb scroll I can't even use. A scroll of shadow copy. Rare, untradeable. I'm relieved to see it, despite myself. But then I sigh as I consider how little it can do for me now. I decide to try to forget about it and put my miner clothes on instead. It takes Valhelena a minute or two more to kill off all the trolls, and I join her when she's done. Thank you so much for this. I didn't know what I was going to do. She sheathes her sword. No worries. Would have been a sin for you to lose that scroll like that. I laugh sardonically. Wouldn't have mattered if I did or not, really. She gives me a questioning, almost angry stare, and I quickly realize how what I said came across.
No, don't get me wrong, I say quickly. I really appreciate what you just did for me. Really. And I do need the ores I had on me, but when it comes to that scroll...
I trail off and wonder if I should even tell her.
What?
She says. I let out a sigh.
I'd need to level ninja for it, and that's something I just can't do.
Her face goes deadpan for a second, and then she bursts out laughing in her great big goddess voice.
Are you kidding me? That's what's stopping you? You could get yourself to 85 ninja in a week if you pushed hard enough. Then you'd be down here stealing Gruzug from me with that damn Iko.
I chuckle.
What's the story with her anyway? Seems like you two know each other.
We do.
It's a long story, and one I'd rather not get into. But seriously, leveling up ninja isn't too hard. It's difficult at first, but it gets easier the more experience and skills you get. Even unlocking it is not so bad.
Unlocking it? It's an advanced class. You need to have warrior and thief to level 15 and elemental mage to level 5 to get the quest for it.
All that, too?
I laugh, even more thoroughly defeated.
I'd better just forget it, then. I couldn't level any of those classes.
Why not?
Maybe it's the sincerity in her voice, or the way she looks at me with that goddess face and killer gray eyes. Or maybe it's the fact she's gone out of her way to help me, a total stranger, with something so important. But I feel like I need to tell Valhelena the truth. I feel I owe her that much.
I've got this medical condition, I say. Like a neurological disorder. It affects my legs in real life. In-game, I'm basically stuck at minus 10 agility no matter how many points I spend on it. Anything combat-related, I just can't do.
Wow.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I went down to the hub today to see if I could get it corrected.
And can you?
For 575k credits, yeah.
I shake my head.
The messed up part is that's more than I need for my mom's operation. And that's the main reason I'm even in Crystal Shards, to try to earn enough to save up for it.
What's wrong with your mom? If I may ask.
She's got cancer and needs a lung transplant.
I feel tears start to well up and my throat goes dry.
She's got 6 months to live.
A hollowness enters me as I say the words out loud. It's almost like I'm hearing them for the first time. In 6 months, I'm going to lose my mother. I hear Valhelena gasp, but I'm too embarrassed to look up at her and see the pity in her face.
The quickest option is an artificial lung that costs 525k, I continue. But even then, it's still only a 50-50 chance. It could be rejected. The best option is nano-treatment, but that costs over 3 million.
It's the first time I've told this to anyone. I can't believe it's to a person I barely even know. I feel stupid for doing it, for telling Valhelena any of this. I'm a total loser. But I've gone too far now, so what the heck? I'm never coming back here anyway,
When you told me what that scroll was, and I saw Iko tanking Gruzug, I thought, just maybe, that this was it. I wiped my eyes and sniffed back a tear. Like I'd finally done it, you know? I'd found a way to save my mom. I could join Iko and go up against the world boss and win enough to afford the lung. Maybe even the nano treatment. Val Helena continues to stare at me. And would you?
Would I what?
Take on a world boss. To save your mom. I squint at her, wondering what she's getting at.
Of course I would. Wouldn't you?
Her eyes shift to the side, like she's contemplating something. Then she looks back at me.
I'd like to make you an offer, Reese. But before I do, there are a couple things you need to know first.
An offer? My heart rate goes up a bit. Is she actually offering to help me?
Like what?
I say. Fighting a world boss, and especially tanking it, is not something you can do just by hitting level 85, shadow copy or not. There's a lot you need to learn and understand if you're going to defeat it. I nod to show her that I'm paying attention, but I don't dare interrupt. It won't be easy. Hell, it may not even be possible. But if you want even a chance at doing it, you'll have to eat, sleep, and breathe this game. Do you understand?
I nod again.
Second, once you defeat a world boss, the game changes. It won't be the same for you, ever again. A chill runs up my spine.
How do you mean?
She pauses, looking away from me for a moment. I can't really say, or explain. It's something you'll have to experience for yourself. But just know that when the time comes, you'll have a choice to make. And what you choose will affect everything, both in-game and out. Now she really has my hair standing on end. Knowing that, is this still something you want to do?
I didn't even know that was a factor.
But what choice do I have, right? You've always got a choice. It doesn't really feel like it at the moment.
So I'm guessing you've beaten a world boss before?
A long time ago, yes. And I need to do it again. I raise my brow at that one. Which brings me to my offer. She gets down on one knee to look me in the eye, like I'm a little kid. I'll help you get to 85 Ninja and become a Dodge Tank. But in return, you join me instead of Iko. And when we defeat the world boss, I'll need one more favor from you.
What?
I'm only offering this once. Will you join me?
But how will you help?
A trade request pops up. Val Helena wishes to trade with you. Val Helena offers you 600,000 credits. Do you accept the trade? Y. N. My eyes nearly pop out of my head. I've never seen so much money before in my life.
You're giving this to me?
Consider it a loan. But if you take it, I expect you to honor what I want from you in return. I'm still not fully clear on what that is, but here's 600K sitting right in front of me. I could fix myself. Be able to level a combat class. Be able to use the scroll and tank a world boss. Earn enough for not just the lung, but maybe even the real fix.
What will it be, Reese?
I hesitate a moment more. Do I really want to do this? Once I hit that button, I won't just be able to become a Dodge Tank. I would have to become one. For her. And who knows what that really means in the end. I'm not going to kid you, Val Helena says, her tone suddenly serious. As much as I would like to give you the opportunity to save your mom, it's not my real reason for doing this. But it's yours, so... She trails off. Her eyes adrift in thought.
Tell you what, she says, focusing on me again. I fear she's about to cancel the trade and take the deal off the table. It's a lot for you to consider, and I need to be sure you got the stones for this. So take the money.
What? Are you serious? Go ahead. I mean it. Hit trade.
I pause a moment more, and then hit the button like I'm in a dream.
You receive 600,000 credits.
I still don't believe it.
You're facing a tough situation right now, Val Helena says. Knowing that your mom is that sick, I wouldn't feel right if I forced you to make the deal under that kind of duress. Take the money, and if you really want to use it for your mom's transplant, go ahead.
What?
I don't understand. Why are you doing this?
Because I can't stop you if that's what you really want to do anyway. And if it is, I don't want you to make the decision to join me for that reason alone. Because when the time comes, you'll feel like I was holding a hatchet over your head. And I don't want that on my conscience. You've always got a choice, Rhys. But the time for you to make yours is now.
I still don't understand any of this. Honestly, with that scroll, you'll be able to make millions. Easily. Same as Iko. Even pay for that 3 mil nano treatment your mom needs. In my opinion, it's a much better option for her in the long run. And you may be able to afford it much sooner than you think. But it'll mean taking on the world boss. And that's what I really need you for. It won't be a picnic. I need to be sure you'll be down for it no matter how hard it gets, or whatever we have to face. Understand?
I swallow a bit, still unsure.
If all you want to do is help your mom, I understand that too. So use the money and buy that lung if you want. I can't stop you. A 50-50 shot is better than nothing, I suppose. But if you really want to help me, and her, in the long run, use it to fix yourself and meet me tomorrow morning in the starting city of Timberdale at 9 a.m.
I'm dumbfounded. I don't know what to say.
Whether you show up or not will let me know which decision you've made. She stands. Either way, I'll understand. But if you decide to join me, I'd appreciate it, because I just gave you nearly every credit I've got. But if you don't have the stomach for it, I'd rather you not show up at all, because I couldn't place my life in the hands of a person like that.
Her life?
With no more explanation than that, she fast travels away, leaving me alone in the mines, with only my thoughts and 600,000 credits.
Chapter 11. Decisions. I use a couple of sneak potions and leave the mines, entering the safety of the steppe of Andor, and then log out so I can have a hard think about what I'm going to do. Before I exit the game, however, I'm careful to uncheck the auto-deposit feature I set up on my Crystal Shards Online account. Normally, it would automatically send whatever cash I have on my character to the joint family account. But there's no way I could have 600,000 credits pop up in there out of the blue. I send it to my personal account instead, and then spend a few minutes putting my ores up for sale. It's incredible how money changes the perspective of things. Just a few minutes ago, these fake rocks were all that stood between my family and poverty. Now they look like chump change. I log out of the game and remove my rig so I can focus without distraction. I need to think this through. Carefully. Val Helena's parting words have my mind spinning. I still don't understand what she means by placing her life in my hands. Although she did say that this was almost all the money she had. So maybe that's what she meant. Either way, she's just given me the opportunity of a lifetime. As big as finding the scroll itself. Bigger, even. I could save my mom. I could save her right now. But was that the best thing to do? According to Val Helena, it wasn't. But my heart still screams yes. I need to slow down. Think. I feel almost like I'm mining again. Should I play it safe? Buy my mom that artificial lung and a guaranteed 50-50 shot? Or should I roll gambler's boon and risk that opportunity for the chance to afford a better option? The nanosurgery itself. I'd never really thought about the artificial lung option in depth before.
It had always been such an unachievable goal that I never considered it past being able to afford it. But now that I can, I'm starting to see the holes in it. 50-50. Those were the chances. The cancer could still spread, could show up somewhere else, too. Both thoughts horrify me. That I could blow all this money and my mom could still die from cancer, or even on the operating table. But what would be the true cost of the other option? Becoming a Dodge tank and taking on a world boss. First, I'd have to lie about getting my own treatment done, and then join some stranger on a virtual quest across crystal shards. No way could I reveal all that to Mom or Mike. Well, maybe to Mom. She'd probably understand. But definitely not Mike. And if I told Mom, she'd eventually tell Mike. And he'd kill me on general principle if he knew I'd gotten 600K and decided to spend it on myself to play a game instead of buying Mom the new lung. Even if it did only give her a 50-50 chance of survival. In his eyes, that was probably a better chance than betting on me. Next, I'd have to lie about what I was doing to keep Mike off my back. I couldn't have him yanking me out of my rig when I'm in the middle of tanking the world boss. I'd have to tell him I got a job doing customer service, and it has long hours or something. Frankly, I don't mind lying to him so much. In fact, I probably should have thought of doing it much sooner. But then again, that means lying to Mom, too. That makes my heart sink a bit. She's always been so enthusiastic about my adventures in the game. But this is something that would just have to be done. It's not pretty to think about, though. I'd also have to keep my crutches and fake being lame around her. Man, how lame is that going to be? Then there's the actual hard part, pulling all of this off. I've never even played a combat class. And if what Val Helena says is true, then I've got a whole lot of learning and researching to do, both of which I hate. But hey, maybe Gilly could help with that. Which reminds me, I still haven't thought about how much I can even share with her about any of this, since I haven't told her my real predicament yet. I also sent her that nasty message earlier. Depending on what I decide, maybe I can retract it. Okay, so there's a steep learning curve. What else? Probably the worst part. The unknown. There's the favor Val Helena wants in return after we defeat the world boss. Still not sure what that's about. It sounded ominous, and she never actually said what it was, which makes me nervous as heck. Then there's that weird, cryptic stuff she was talking about, too. About the game changing and me needing to make a choice. Heh, I laughed to myself. Another choice? I can barely make this one. But perhaps the biggest con to all of this is that I can fail. I don't really want to think about it, but I've got to. If I'm going to make the right choice, I need to look at the good, the bad, and the ugly. Just like Val Helena said, I need to go into this with eyes wide open. There are hundreds of ways I can fail at doing this, and not all of them are within my control. I can overcome reaching level 85 and learning how to tank by working hard, but how do I counter something like Aiko and her team claiming the world boss first? Or some other team, for that matter? What if the team Val Helena puts together are all level 40 guys, the ones I met before? They're barely more experienced than I am. Well, they're probably a lot more experienced than I am, but not at fighting world bosses. And while I'm busy doing all of this, there's still a chance my mom could suddenly take ill, get worse, and die. There are no stats and timers in the real world. No way of knowing just how many days or weeks or hours she has left. If I don't succeed, if I don't pull this all off by the time the world boss spawns in a month's time, there won't likely be a second chance. There's a lot of risk riding on this, and I can't see what the success rate is going to be. If this was all a game, I wouldn't think twice. I would already be rolling gambler's boon. But am I willing to risk my mom's life? Even if it means a chance for her to have a better one? I still can't decide. Maybe I should just tell my mom. Ask her what she thinks I should do. It is her life, after all. What right do I have to decide for her? But then how could I possibly ask her that? I know what she'll say. She's so selfless she'd support me 100%, tell me to fix myself before her, to take the risk and achieve my dreams, even if it means sacrificing her own life. No, I can't do that. I can't give myself the luxury of her blessing and a free conscience by letting her make the decision for me. I'm not a kid anymore. I need to be an adult about this. I can't know that it's okay to fail because she'll be happy for me either way. I'm starting to understand what Valhelena means now, about having the stones for this, about being willing to go for the hard option and giving it my all, no matter what it takes. If I'm going to do this thing, I need to decide it alone, to bear the responsibility alone, the consequences. Valhelena is right. The lung was never a good option. I can see that now. If I spent this 600K on it, I'd be a fool. This isn't a race to 525K credits anymore. It's a race to 3.5 million, and I've been given a unique opportunity to achieve it. And if the only way I'm going to do just that is by taking on a world boss, then that's exactly what I'm going to do. Chapter 12. Rebirth. I try to get a few hours sleep, but I toss and turn and wake on every hour. I barely get any rest, but it doesn't matter. For better or worse, my life is changing today. All of our lives are. Around 6 a.m., I hear Mike leave the habitat. My mom wakes soon after, and I make us a breakfast of oatmeal and toast. I could afford a much better breakfast, but I don't want to raise too many suspicions. Not with what I'm about to do. I help her into her rig and tell her that I'm off to the mines as usual, but then I'm out the door with Mutt and Jeff, headed for the elevator. I have just over an hour to get down and back to meet up with Valhelena in Timberdale, and I don't want to be late. The elevator is more crowded this time, about half full, but no one really interacts with one another. When the doors open, the swarm of vagrants hits the mob of people trying to get out, and a small window of pandemonium arises. I hobble through as best I can, trying to stay upright within the jostling bodies. I get in the clear and am about to move away when I think of the whole reason I'm even able to do this. A stranger took a risk and decided to help me when I was at my lowest. Surely I can do the same. I turn back and touch the disposable credit chip of an old woman to give her 10 credits. Her face lights up with a thank you and a toothless smile. I can't help but notice how good it feels to have done that. But then I have 20 people in my face, pushing their credit chips toward me.
Please, a few credits. Do you have more to spare?
I do. So I touch a few more chips. But then more people come, and I find myself getting overwhelmed. I touch more chips, but I can't keep up. I begin to retreat. I lie, telling them I don't have any more, until they finally relent and allow me to go on my way. The encounter has me a bit shaken and feeling somewhat at odds. Helping one person felt good, but once I started helping the rest, it began to feel like an obligation. An obligation I couldn't and almost didn't want to keep. I shake the thoughts away as I head down the block toward the clinic. I stick to the sides as much as possible and avoid crowds. A stray thought has me fearing that the guy my brother stomped into the ground yesterday will see me and try to exact his revenge. Thankfully, I make it through the cesspool of human depravity unscathed. I thought that perhaps my crutches would make me a target, but perhaps they did the opposite, making me look all the more worthless and pathetic, not worth the effort to harass. I enter the clinic and hit the nearest booth to pull up the diagnostic. Detected. Mild paraplegia. Legs. Treatment options. 1. Nanosurgical reconstruction. 575,000 credits. I almost have the urge to second-guess myself and prepay for my mom's artificial lung instead. But no, it's not worth it. Soon, Mom, I promise. Soon you'll be getting the real deal, I say as I hit the confirm button. It will be your turn next. A 45-minute timer starts, and the doors close. Some sort of gas fills the coffin-like booth as it tilts back. I get drowsy. Coffin is a fitting word for it, I realize. The old me is dying. In 45 minutes, a new me will be reborn. I awake to a strange sensation. Grogginess first, but then a weird tingling in my lower extremities. The timer is 1 minute from zero, and the booth is spitting all kinds of post-care information at me. I don't really care, though. I've got about 15 minutes to get back to my rig before I need to meet Val Helena on Crystal Shards Online. The timer dings, and I step out on my new legs. I nearly fall. My nervous system might be fixed, but my muscles have never been exercised. They'll need to gain strength the old-fashioned way, which actually is okay, since I need to keep up the ruse of being lame anyway. It takes me 10 minutes to hobble-skip back to the elevator as fast as I can, and another 5 to ride it up. I'm 5 minutes late for my meeting by the time I sneak back into my habitat, and I'm relieved to see my mom's still hooked to her rig, undisturbed. Looks like I pulled it off. I log in and am immediately hit with a bunch of new messages. Most of them are from people I don't even know. But I do see a common subject line amongst them. Re, new Dodge tank on the horizon? Grats on finding the scroll, dude! You're one lucky SOB! Wish it were me! GL! Re, new Dodge tank on the horizon? Hey, can you tell me where you mined that? Which node, exactly? PM me, please! Re, new Dodge tank on the horizon? Are you going to be streaming your progression to level 85? If you are, let me know. I want to watch. What the heck is all this? How did people even find out about the scroll? I follow the subject link back to a video on Aiko's user page. What the heck? She has tons of videos, mostly recordings from her live stream. And she has over 100,000 subscribers. Holy heck. No wonder I'm being bombarded with messages from people I don't know. I play the video entitled New Dodge Tank on the Horizon. It's an instant replay of her making the offer to add me to her team if I can hit 85 ninja by the end of the month. Except it's from her perspective. The video stops, and then Aiko appears, speaking directly to her subscribers. Her short blue bob and razor-cut bangs look amazing up close, as do her violet eyes. So, the mystery miner with the scroll of shadow copy has a spot on my team, if he can do the do. But what do you guys think? Can this noob with the pretty blue eyes become a Dodge tank in 1 month? Will he join me to kill Volnar? Leave me a comment and let me know. Ciao! She blows a kiss to the camera and the video ends. Frankly, I don't know how to feel. Angry? Violated? Humiliated? But also kind of flattered that Aiko thinks I have pretty eyes. God, I'm such a retard. The sensible side of my brain kicks in then, reminding me that I already pledged my allegiance to Val Helena. And I'm late to meet her by another 5 minutes now. I bookmark Aiko's page, because I see a ton of videos on there of her dodge tanking, which I know will probably come in handy later. I'm about to leave, but I can't resist having a peek at just one. I pick one of her soloing some giant yeti in a snowy region I don't recognize. Her melodic voice narrates what she's doing. Half of it I don't even understand. It's all timings for activating skills and abilities I don't know. She has her inputs mapped to an overlay on her screen so that viewers can see what skills she's using and how often. The thing is going off like a pinball machine. How is she doing so many things at once so fast? I swallow and feel nausea rise in my stomach as the learning curve becomes real. A voice chat request comes in from Gilly, pulling me out of the video. Crap, I'm already late. I don't have time to talk to her right now. I hit the deny button on the call and jump into Nazgar. I've got a date with an 8-foot-tall goddess to keep. Chapter 13. Level 1 Warrior. I switch my class to Warrior and log in. A system screen pops up that I've never seen before. New synapse node detected. New synapse node detected. Recalibrating. Complete. As I materialize on the step of Andor, I immediately feel different.
If the world was in 3D before, it's in high definition now. I can feel the light kiss of the wind on my face as it rolls across the step. I can even smell the grass. Every move I make feels different, even just walking. Before, it felt like I was controlling myself from somewhere external, almost. But now it's like I'm really here. Like I'm a real person. Wow. Is this how everyone else experiences the game? I had no idea just how much of the world I was not experiencing before. I sprint as a test, running across the rocky terrain. I can feel every bump. I could always see my stamina bar drain, but I feel it now, too, growing tired as it depletes to zero. This is unreal. I hope getting hit doesn't hurt now, too. I check my stats. Reese. Class, Warrior. Level, 1. Strength, 6. Dexterity, 3. Agility, 4. Intelligence, 4. Mind, 6. Vitality, 8. HP, 29 of 29. Stamina, 24 of 24. TP, 13 of 13. A grin spreads across my face. 4 agility. I almost can't believe it. No more minus 10. I've done it. I can level up now. I bring up the world map to fast travel to my home city of Timberdale. It's a fair distance from the level 40 area I'm in now, so it'll cost almost 30 credits. I check my balance. You have 27,247 credits. Wow, even more than I expected. I guess a couple of my ore stacks must have sold overnight. The auction board is external to Crystal Shards and accessible even outside the game. I remind myself to check it for warrior gear when I get a chance. Just the thought of being able to do that fills me with excitement. I have so much to do, so much to learn. Right now, I've got next to nothing on my character. Just my practice sword, my starting tunic, and my pants. I equip the sword and take a swing, cutting through the air. It feels natural, but I need to test it out against a monster to be sure. I spy some mountain goats nearby, but they're level 30. No way I can test against them. I need to get back to the starting area. I tingle with anticipation as I focus on Timberdale, and my senses go black as I dematerialize. I respawn a few seconds later in a large cobblestone square. Immediately, the sights and sounds of the city hit me like a wall of sensory overload. Murmurs of conversations from hundreds of players mix with the creak of wagon wheels and the shouts from merchants. Low-level characters in gear as crappy as mine dash back and forth, doing quests while the mid- and high-level characters stand around in groups, chatting and decked out in their awesome gear and advanced classes. Between them are the NPCs. They look like normal citizens, with plain dull clothes and forgettable faces. They, too, mill about. Some sell items, while others do menial repairs or ferry goods to and fro. I can't remember the last time I was here, but I still remember the layout. From the square, several streets lead outward, between stone-walled buildings, toward the edge of the city and the great forests that surround it. The square is the hub where the merchants are located, but there is a warrior's guild to the west, a mage's guild to the north, and an archer's guild to the south. To the east are the sawmills, where all the various crafting guilds can be found. Carpenters, smiths, and leather workers, plus the guilds for logging and mining. In the center of the square is a large fountain where most of the high-level players seem to congregate. It doesn't take me long to spot Valhelena among them, thanks to her enormous height. I check the time and see that I'm 20 minutes late. I rush toward her and hope she isn't pissed. She's got her arms folded in her full-plate armor and isn't really speaking to anyone, but I see a couple of elf girl groupies who seem to be live-streaming and taking pics of themselves with Valhelena in the background. She sees me first and thankfully smiles, though it's sort of a wry one. I was beginning to get worried I'd lost 600K. I chuckle. Sorry, my treatment took a little while. But you're all good now? I nod. I haven't tried fighting anything yet, but I think so. No more minus 10 agility. Good. Let's see you in action, then. We head out of the square, through one of the side streets, and west past the Warriors Guild.
Lots of people glance up at Val Helena as we travel through the city, which is probably normal for a female half-giant. Half-giants are not a very popular race amongst players in Nazgar, and among females even less so. But then I notice that people are staring at me as well. Some random guy claps me on the back as he walks by.
Yo, awesome find, man! Good luck!
Val Helena gives me an eye.
What was that about?
I shrug and look up at her sheepishly.
Iko put me on her live stream. Now half the shard knows that I have this scroll.
She smirks.
That's just like her. Try not to let any of it distract you.
I nod and almost ask her about how she knows Iko again, but I remember she didn't seem to want to discuss it. Maybe it's a question I can save for later, when I get to know her a little better. We reach the edge of the city. The forest starts just beyond a small stone bridge that spans the creek, which serves as a pseudo-moat. As we cross the bridge, I notice huge fish swimming in the slow-flowing water below and downstream, a couple of players who are trying to catch them. The words Westwood Forest appear in my vision as we exit the limits of the city.
Try that, Val Helena says, and points to a large gray rabbit.
Forest Hare. Level 1.
You wouldn't kill this cute little bunny, would you?
Affinity, Earth. I laugh at the description.
You bet I would.
I run over to the rabbit and swing. My virtual muscles react as intended, and I smack the hare easily with my practice sword. -3 HP.
Woohoo! It worked! I hit it!
The hare responds by jumping in the air to kick me with both feet.
Oof!
-2 HP. I hit it again, but miss a third swing as it scoots out of the way. My arm feels a bit sluggish as I recover from my attack, like I'm pushing through water, and I wonder if that's normal. A small part of me fears that maybe the treatment didn't work all the way. The hare jump kicks again. I try to move to the side, but I'm not fast enough. I take another couple points of damage. I get my revenge with another swing that hits.
-3 HP. Your sword skill has increased by 0.3.
One last hit lands.
-2 HP. You defeated the forest hare. You gain 25 experience points. You find a slice of hare meat. You find a rabbit pelt.
I did it!
I cry triumphantly. I grin and look back to Val Helena.
I guess I'm fixed.
Guess so.
How did it feel?
Like a dream. I swing my sword again.
You won't believe how frustrating it was not to be able to do that before.
I can imagine. Although, I did feel a bit sluggish. Is that normal?
What's your agility?
4, I say.
Yes, that's normal. You won't be able to hit at a decent speed till about 10 agility. Then it just gets better from there.
Sweet. I check my XP bar. 25 of 100 till the next level. I need to kill more stuff.
Hey, you want to hit a dungeon or something so I can level up faster?
Val Helena looks back at me oddly.
What? Aren't we leveling together?
Me?
Level with you.
She lets out a goddess laugh.
You're level 1. You wouldn't get any XP if I was to party with you.
Sorry, no power leveling here. Oh. I feel kind of stupid now.
Look, go do what noobs do. Get experience. The real kind, not just points.
Besides, I got my own stuff to do to prepare for the world boss.
Like what?
Like getting the rest of my guild up to scratch so we can clear one of the 3 Beast Kings before Volnar spawns. It's a prerequisite for entering the world boss lair, which means you need to be ready for that fight as well. Most of my guys are aiming to hit 75 by next week to clear it, so you got a lot of catching up to do.
But those guys are level 40 already.
What part of a lot do you not understand? I laugh, but she doesn't.
Dang, how in the world am I going to hit level 75 by next week?
Gilly.
Hey, are you there?
Speaking of which, Val Helena holds her hand out toward me and a message appears.
Val Helena has invited you to join a guild, Ragnarok. Do you accept? YN.
I hit yes.
You have now joined Ragnarok. You can now communicate through Ragnarok chat.
RNG, Val Helena.
Everyone, say hi to Reese, our new Dodge tank in training. He has a lot to catch up on, so help him where you can. I'm then hit with a wall of chat spam as people welcome me. A few of them I even recognize. RNG Zeke.
Hey, welcome, minor dude.
RNG Sylvie.
Hi, welcome.
RNG Thanos.
Yo, just remember not to screw up, LOL.
Gilly.
Are you mad at me or something?
I'm distracted by the rest of the guild welcoming me, but what did Gilly's message say? Was I mad at her? What is she talking about? Perhaps it's that message I left. I respond back.
Me. Just a sec. Right in the middle of something at the moment.
I've got to talk to her, let her know what's going on, but I need to say hi to everyone in the guild first. RNG, me.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. I'll need a lot of help. I'm a complete noob, as you know.
That gets a bunch of lols. I can't remember all the names I see pop up, but there are about a dozen people in Valhelena's guild. I've never been in a guild where the people actually communicated before. The experience is both new and exciting. So many people to meet and get to know. I can't wait.
Okay, one last thing, Valhelena says, and then, in a sudden burst of light, her character transforms before my eyes.
Gone is her bulky white plate mail, replaced by a tight, red leather breastplate that looks more like an oversized sports bra. About her waist is a short skirt made of red leather strips and dangling chains. On her feet is a pair of thick leather boots topped with black fur, which match her gloves. The rest of her body is bare, showing off her muscular thighs and biceps, as well as her huge shoulders and chiseled abs.
She's more buff than I am.
Atop her head is a black iron circlet that fits her neck-length platinum hair like a crown. I do a double take.
Name, Valhelena. Sex, female. Race, half-giant. Class, warrior. Level, 85. Guild, Ragnarok.
A warrior? You've got a warrior max-leveled too?
It's actually my main, she says, and flexes a massive double-headed battle axe before affixing it to her back, where it stays put as if by magic.
I only started leveling the paladin recently.
Holy crap! I can't believe paladin is not your main!
Well, it was going to be. I was leveling it to tank Volnar. But then I met you.
She gives me a grin.
So now you get to be the tank.
She laughs, and I feel even more nervous.
Don't worry, I'll be your backup tank. But hey, if you get good enough, who knows? Maybe I could cut loose as a damage dealer again.
Too bad you can't change jobs when you're in combat.
No kidding.
I think I'm even more mesmerized by this new version of Valhelena than before.
I made this for you, she says as a message appears in my inbox. It's a sort of roadmap for where you'll need to go and how to get there.
Cool, thanks.
Also some advice. Level up warrior and elemental mage before thief, and dump all your points into agility and some dex. They won't help much with either of those classes, and you'll feel underpowered, but trust me. You'll appreciate it once you start leveling thief and eventually ninja. Until you unlock ninja, level up using mainly dungeons. It's quicker, but you'll need to party up for them.
Got it. Once you hit ninja, though, kill more monsters for XP. It's slower, but it's what you need to build up your weapon skill. You can only do that by hitting stuff.
Yeah, I think I got a 0.3 skill up just now on sword.
Exactly. It takes a while. You'll need to hit skill cap for accuracy for the world boss at 85. I think that's around 400 or so skill.
Holy crap. That's a lot!
Another thing. While some of us have lower level classes, most of the guild is going to be busy leveling their mains to 75 for the Beast King battle. So no one from the guild will be able to level with you. That means you'll have to meet new people to run dungeons with and make your way through ninja. That will present a different kind of challenge for you.
What kind of different?
She lets out a sigh.
Most people play this game for fun or the escapism, but you're playing it for a much different reason. With a much more difficult goal than most. You're going to get to know a lot of people, but take care who you actually make friends with. Some people look for endless help. Others are just hopeless in general. Those kinds of people will only slow you down, and that's not something you can afford to do.
I swallow a little as she says this. Sounds a bit mercenary. Call it what you will, but trust me. It's the attitude you're going to need if you want to make this happen. My advice is don't make friends with anyone. If you need advice on stuff, ask in the guild chat. And if you need someone to talk to, I'm always here. I smile at that. Thanks, Valhelena, for everything. She smiles back, and I have an urge to hug her. Ah, what the hell. She's done so much for me. I step toward her, wrap my arms around her tree trunk of a torso, and squeeze tight. I really mean it. Thank you so much. I feel her warm body reverberate against mine as she chuckles and lightly pats me on the back. Okay, okay. I get it. You're welcome. I pull away, feeling slightly embarrassed. Sorry. Don't worry about it. Oh, one last thing, she says, and then removes a ring from her left index finger to offer it to me. This is for you. But if I ever get to go warrior again, I'll want it back, so don't lose it. I laugh. Okay. Valhelena wishes to trade with you. Valhelena offers you a black onyx ring. Black onyx ring, rare. No class or level restriction. +2% TP regeneration every second. Do you accept the trade? YN. Wow. Pretty decent looking ring. I hit yes and receive it from her. Nice, someone says. Are you going to put it on his finger, too? We both turn to see Gilly standing at the foot of the stone bridge, her arms crossed as she watches us. How long she's been standing there, I have no idea. But by the look on her face, she seems really pissed off. Gilly? You know that I was worried sick about you all last night, right? That darn message. Right, I know, I'm sorry. Look, let me finish up here and I'll You don't need to explain anything to me, Reese. What I saw just now explains it all. What you saw? Don't take me for an idiot, okay? If you wanted to ditch me for her and her guild, you could have just manned up and said so. There was no need for you to send me that cruel message about you quitting the game and then ignoring all my replies and voice chat requests. Then you try to blow me off when I message you in-game? And lo and behold, when I come looking for you, this is what I find. What the heck? Gilly, what are you talking about? Have a fun life, Reese. I hope she's as awesome as you think she is. And then she fast travels away. I'm left feeling numb and speechless. I didn't even get a chance to explain myself. I hear Valhelena let out a huff above me. Whoa. Lots of fire in that one. You'd better be careful there, Buckaroo. Yeah, sorry about that, I say, scratching my head. I don't know what's gotten into her. I did leave her a message earlier, before I ran into you, when I was feeling depressed about the game and planned to quit. But I didn't think she'd get this bent out of shape over it. Usually we're pretty good friends. Friends, you say? Yeah. Valhelena leans her head back and lets out one of her huge goddess laughs. This is too much. What? She stops laughing and says, The girl is obviously in love with you, you idiot. What? In love with me? No way. I get the attraction, though. She gives me a sultry smile that has my hormones jumping with confusion. You are rather cute, in a clueless sort of way. I just hope you're not this clueless on the battlefield. Huh? Anyway, this is the kind of stuff I was talking about. I can't tell you what to do, but if you go after her, make sure she's not dead weight. Else you're probably better off just letting her go. What the heck does that mean? Valhelena changes back to Paladin again. Let me know when you're ready to unlock Ninja. I'll get something for you that might help you with the quest. Good luck, lover boy. I try distracting myself from my churning thoughts by leveling up some more. I take out a few more bunnies with my practice sword, and even get a couple of skill-ups. Then a burst of light surrounds me. Congratulations, you gained a level. You are now level 2. You have gained 1 attribute point. You learn the ability, Rush. Rush. You rush your enemy, stunning them for 1 second. Activation, 0.2 seconds. Cooldown, 30 seconds. Cost, 5 TP. I should feel excited to gain a level and a new ability. but instead I feel sort of hollow. I try fighting a few more bunnies, but my heart just isn't in it. Instead, I try to send a message to Gilly. Player Gilly has added you to their ignore list and can no longer receive private messages from you. She's still ignoring me. I check my messages to see if maybe she sent me a message instead. I see a bunch more from people I don't know, courtesy of Iko's live stream. And then I find a couple from Gilly. My heart beats faster until I see they were from over 5 hours ago. One, from Gilly.
Reese, what happened? Are you really going to leave the game? Please don't do that. Message me ASAP. I don't want you to go.
Gilly. Two, from Gilly.
Are you back yet? OMG, did something happen with your mom? I'm really worried about you. Please message me as soon as you get on this morning. Remember, I'm always here for you. You can talk to me about anything, in-game or out. Hugs. Love, Gilly.
I sigh and feel my stomach sink. Love, Gilly. Maybe Valhelena was right. Maybe Gilly is in love with me, though the idea sounds stupid and crazy to me. But then again, Valhelena has been right about a lot of stuff recently. I read the messages again and feel like a complete tool. Gilly was really worried about me, and I never even gave her a second thought. Thinking of Gilly as anything more than a friend is completely new to me. Sure, I think her avatar is kind of hot, but that's just something in-game. It's not like we could actually hook up in real life. I mean, I'm a gimp. What would she see in... I stop in my thoughts. I'm no longer a gimp. The possibility of a real-life relationship is both thrilling and terrifying to me. But maybe it isn't for Gilly. Could she really like me in that way? The idea has my heart beating a bit faster. But then I shake the thought from my head. She doesn't even want to talk to me anymore. I sigh. Maybe Valhelena was right again. Maybe I should just leave things as they are. Move on without her. But I can't just leave things like this. Whether Gilly likes me like that or not is irrelevant. She's still my friend. And by ignoring her, by not even stopping to tell her what was going on, I've been a really crappy friend to her. I didn't even check to see if she'd messaged me back when I logged in. What an incredible dirtbag I am. No matter how important leveling has become to me, I can't do it by stepping over the one person who has been there for me from the very beginning. No matter what. I need to make this right. I bring up my world map and prepare to fast travel. I don't even need to use the search function to find out where she is. Knowing Gilly, there's only one place she would be. I materialize in the copper mines of Griffin's Gulch. It's a level 15 area that's not too far from the human starting city of Timberdale and the elven starting city of Elon, where Gilly's from. It's where we first met about 6 months ago. I pass a few low-level miners as I make my way toward Gilly's favorite shaft, an abandoned leg near the bottom that sometimes drops emeralds as well as copper and iron ores. I spot her, hammering away at a rock face. She spots me in between swings and regards me with a scowl. I don't want to talk to you, Reese. Wait, don't go, I say, as I see her about to fast travel. Just hear me out, okay? She huffs and places her hands on her hips. Go on, but it better be good. I really meant that message when I sent it, I say. Honestly, I really was planning to quit the game. Gilly's face is still hard, but her voice softens a bit when she says, But why? You just gotten that amazing scroll. Was it something I said in my messages to you? No, it was nothing like that, I say quickly to reassure her. I take a deep breath and just let it all spill out. I tell her about the situation with my mom and her 6-month prognosis. I tell her about my legs, about how worthless that scroll was to me until Valhelena offered me that deal, how I used the money to fix myself, gave myself a chance to afford the nano treatment, and save my mom for good. By the time I finish, I have tears in my eyes. I'm sorry, I say. I should have told you all this sooner. I just didn't want to burden you with any more of my problems.
Oh, Reese, you could never do that.
Gilly wraps her arms around me in a hug.
I meant every word I said in my messages to you. I'm here for you, in game and out.
I return her embrace and feel a new warmth grow between us.
Thanks, Gilly.
Is this what love is? I wonder. It feels so good to stand here with her arms around me and mine around her. I've never kissed anyone before, certainly not in real life, but I have the tremendous urge to kiss Gilly right now. My heart races as I look into her deep green eyes and wonder if Gilly feels the same way. I nudge closer. But then I chicken out. Maybe she doesn't. I give her another quick squeeze instead, and then step back. She's still beaming at me, so maybe I did the right thing. This was about friendship, after all, not getting to first base. If what Val Helena said was true, then the opportunity will materialize again, if I actually try to make it happen, that is. I steel myself and let out a nervous breath.
Gilly, how about we go on a date?
Her eyes go super wide, and I fear I've just made a terrible blunder.
A date? Like a date-date? Like in real life?
Ack, I didn't mean for it to go that far. Well, I was thinking more in-game first.
Oh, like at a tavern?
She's still looking at me funny, and I'm starting to lose my nerve. Maybe I've read everything all wrong. Maybe Val Helena has, too.
How about a dungeon date? A dungeon date?
Her eyes squint in confusion, but then light up with understanding.
Oh, to help you level, right?
Yeah, I say, scrambling for poise. I didn't really come up with that on purpose, but maybe adventuring together would be a good way for us to stay together through my leveling.
I know you're more into mining, though, so if you'd rather not, then... Hey, you know me,
Gilly says, throwing her pickaxe onto her shoulder.
Mining is life. But for you?
She grins and gives me a wink.
I can be flexible. On one condition.
I laugh.
Name it. You have to take me on a real date someday.
My heart does a quick double beat.
Hot damn. Maybe I am still in the game.
I laugh nervously as she swoops in and lands a peck on my cheek.
Okay, meet me in Timberdale in about 30 minutes. I'm going to do some research. We're going to get you leveled up in no time, Reese.
Cool. She then gives me a quick up and down.
But seriously, buy yourself some decent gear first.
Huh? She laughs.
Because there's no way I'm going on a dungeon date with a dude who looks like that.
Chapter 14. Dungeon Date. I take Gilly's wardrobe advice and hit the markets in Timberdale. I'm still level 2, so I don't have too much to pick from. Neither do I want to waste my money on gear that will not only be out-leveled soon, but also obsolete when I get to my proper class. Still, there are a couple of items that catch my eye. Hard leather armor, 150 credits, plus 4 armor. Not very comfortable, but it's better than an arrow in the chest. Short sword, 300 credits, plus 1 strength, plus 5 damage. Short-ranged, but very quick and effective versus soft armor. I buy the 2 items and get a pair of cheap leather pants for style. The short sword is level 3, so I can't equip it yet, but I'm also halfway to leveling. I head back out to the forest and take on a few more hares until I hit level.
Congratulations! You gained a level. You are now level 3. You have gained 2 attribute points.
Cool. I equip the sword and armor and immediately feel better. I spot a young black bear not too far away and wonder if I can take it.
Young black bear, level 7.
This bear may be young, but it's still a bear. Better take care.
Affinity, Earth.
I dash in with a hit from my new sword and take off a quarter of its health. Not bad. It then riles up and rakes me with a claw. The hit is powerful. I feel it in my chest. Not the pain, per se, but definitely enough feedback to let me know I just took a big hit. My HP confirms it. I'm down by half. I need to kill this thing quick. I give the bear another chop with my short sword and take another quarter chunk of its health.
Your sword skill has increased by 0.5.
Skill up. Sword skill is now 4.
The bear goes for another attack, and I use rush at the last second to slam into its flank with my shoulder.
You use